You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the GPS directions first before driving to the mall.
Turn right at the light. 1,000 miles, you will reach Montreal.
Not Montreal, the mall.
Recalculating. 6,000 miles to Nepal.
No, the mall.
Checking first is smart.
Recalculating.
So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars back on till high noon on most stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. Who remembers Arthur Murray?
Sure of a warm welcome at any Arthur Murray studio party, and this party is no exception. And here to greet you right now is your hostess, Arthur Murray's favorite dancing partner, Catherine Murray.
Hello, everybody. Hello, and welcome to the Arthur Murray party. We're so glad you could come, and I'm so excited to be here. I've been away with my husband, who's been ill. And I'd like to thank all of you who have been wishing him well, because he is better, and he promised that he would do a good night waltz with me at the end of the party. This is a big party for us because our special guest is Johnny Ray.
Life was so peaceful at the laundry. Life was so calm and serene. Life was très gay till that unlucky day I happened to read that magazine. Why did I read that advertisement? When it said, it seems I rumba, Jim thinks I'm sublime. Why, oh, why did I ever try? I didn't have the talents, I didn't have the money, and teacher did not have the time, boy!
Betty Hutton.
Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry. I had a week to spare. He showed me the groundwork, the walk-around work, and told me to take it from there. Arthur Murray then advised me not to worry. It would come out all right. To my way of thinking, it came out stinking. I don't know my left from my right. The people around me could all sing a one and a two and a three. Any resemblance to waltzing, it's just coincidental with me, because Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry. And so I take a chance. To me it resembles a nine-day tremble, but he guarantees it's a dance. Turkey trot, organ bot, don't know which, don't know what, jitterbug, bunny hug, long as you got a rug. Walk the dog, do the block, Lindy hop the U-drop, follow the jack, back to back, cheek to cheek, you're weak. You've heard of Pavlov, well, Jack, move over, make way for the queen.
Seem to be competing for a prize, and we're dancing neath the moonlight soft and yellow from the balmy summer skies. It's an evening made in heaven just for lovers, and it's perfect otherwise.
But Arthur,
you should smile more.
Arthur,
you should smile more. You should smile more. Smile for me, smile for me, just for me. Arthur, Arthur, why so glum? You look as though you lost your
best chum. Arthur, Arthur, why so depressed? Come on, Arthur, get it off your chest. All around, dear, other couples are so happy. Won't you grin once just for me? When you frown, dear, you remind me of the Arthur who is often on TV. Even he smiles when it's party time and Catherine makes this plaintive little plea.
Oh, Arthur,
you should smile more.
Arthur,
you should smile more.
Arthur,
won't you smile more? Smile for me, just for me.
Arthur Murray was this rather a strange monk-like man with a bald head and a rather hooked nose and thin, and his eyes were very close together, and he was like a little ferret running around. I don't know. So, but I get a chance to direct the cameras, I'll do anything. So I went over there, and over a period of some weeks and months, we evolved the show where his dancers, his lady teachers and men teachers would dance. And he would come out and dance with his wife, Catherine, and talk by today's standards, not a good effort. And we'd done all this work, and it was the day of the show. And we were in the day before the show. We were in the rehearsal hall, which was part of his studio, one of his big studios in New York. And I was going to do a run-through. I'm standing there, and I say to the choreographer, I say, okay, action, let's do it. The dancers come in, and I'll be here. I'm holding my hands and doing all those numbers I'd seen the directors do in the movies. And the dancers came in, and Murray's standing over there watching, and he says, hold it. Could I speak to you for a moment? Yeah. Let's step outside. So we went outside. He said, I've decided not to go on television. I said, what? Not going on television. Never found out why. All this money they'd spent, all these hours of rehearsal, building the sets, everything, we never went on television. So I went away and got paid for 13 weeks, and somebody else came along and went on. He went on like 3 months later, and the Arthur Murray Show with various titles, which is a 30-minute commercial for his studios, incidentally, ran for many, many years.
Here's George Burns, big hit for George. The music of the stars, Civic Media.
Dance in the old-fashioned way, as they did in my day. We touched each other's skin and felt each other's heart. Don't let the music win by dancing far apart. Stay close where you belong and share your secret song. Dance in the old-fashioned way, as they did in my day, and you'll discover highs you never knew before if you just close your eyes and dance around the floor. That good old-fashioned way, you'll feel so much more. Nowadays they dance, but they don't touch anymore. How can you get to know someone if they're at the other end of the room? I've been around a while. I know a little about love. I know that whether you're young or whether you're old, you shouldn't be afraid to hold each other and be in each other's arms. It's a very nice place to be. Dance in the old-fashioned way, as they did in my day. And you'll discover highs you never knew before, if you'll just close your eyes and dance around the floor. That good old-fashioned way, you'll feel so much more. Go ahead, dance close. Try cheek to cheek. It's easy to fall in love that way. Still working for me. Go ahead, kids. Try it. It's nice.
George Burns.
We've just been introduced. I do not know you well, but when the music started, something drew me to your side. So many men and girls are in each other's arms. It made me think we might be similarly occupied. Shall we dance on a bright cloud of music? Shall we fly? Shall we dance? Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye? Or perchance, when the last little star has left the sky, shall we still be together with our arms around each other? And shall you be my new romance? On the clear understanding that this kind of thing can happen, shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we dance?
1, 2, 3, and.
On a bright cloud of music, shall we fly?
1, 2, 3, and.
Shall we dance?
1, 2, 3, and.
Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye?
1, 2, 3, and.
Or perchance,
when the last little star has left the sky,
shall we still be together with our arms around each other? And shall you be my new romance? On the clear understanding that this kind of thing can.
Shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we dance?
1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and.
1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and. Something wrong. I know. I forget. And next time I remember.
1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3.
Oh, that's splendid, Your Majesty. Splendid, splendid. You throw me off
count. And 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2.
That is not right.
Yes, it is. You were doing beautifully, Your Majesty.
No. Not the way I see Europeans dancing tonight.
Yes, it was. It was just like that.
We're not holding two hands like this.
No. As a matter of fact,
was. Like this, no?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's Julie Andrews in a rehearsal, actually, with Ben Kingsley. Here's Johnny.
Here tonight, would you welcome Mr. Gene Kelly? That's called love coming from an audience. Shanky
yes,
was right.
Yes, and now I feel secure again, Sheldon.
I heard
that part, but I
heard
that thing about your real name is Sheldon.
Right.
Well, my real name is Eugene. You see, you can't be baptized, at least in the Catholic Church. There's no St. Gene, so it's St. Eugene. But it did me a lot of good because I had to fight my way to school. It was considered a sissy name. So when Gene Tunney beat Jack Dempsey, then I was king. And I became Gene.
That's interesting.
That's
but up to then it was Eugene.
My real name is Eugene Kelly. But and I'm not Italian, no.
Singing in the Rain with Eugene Kelly. No, that
doesn't
make it at all.
But ever since I was about 10 years of age, I was Gene. But before that, it was terrible. You could say, Eugene, how are you, Eugene?
But I don't feel like a Sheldon. Do you feel like a Eugene?
No. It's a strange thing now. The only person who did call me that, you were talking about your mother, and no mother jokes here, but when she would get angry, she'd say, Eugene, and then I knew she was mad, and I would stick to me. Even when I was in college, even that old, if she'd say, Eugene, I knew
you
she
knew.
Would really burn at me.
Now, he looks like a Johnny.
Yeah, well, he's
you look like a Johnny.
Midwestern All-American, yeah.
Hi, guys. Only my mother really calls me John, and when she gets hacked, she can say John.
Same thing, huh?
I mean, it's John, and he, you know, there is trouble afoot. You know,
that's true.
That's funny. There were, you know, kids can be very cruel when they're young, but they don't realize they're being cruel, but they are. But Melvin was a name for a while that when you were a kid and you were named Melvin or something like that.
Yeah, that we considered that a sissy name.
Seymour.
But I have a kid named Timothy. He's just 13 now. And all of a sudden this year, he says, my name's not Timothy, it's Tim. Yeah, I can't call him Timothy.
We have a Tim at home, too.
Yeah, that's right.
He's 14. And when my son, when I named my son Christopher Carson after my grandfather, and when he was a kid, we started calling him Kit, because that's Kit Carson, and my dad was called Kit all his life. And all of a sudden, he came home from school one day and says, I don't want to be called Kit anymore. The kids were calling him Kitty Cat.
Uh-huh.
Now, Kit, masculine, frontier scout, you know, Kit, and all of a sudden they're saying Kitty Cat, so now he's Chris, and that was it.
Debbie Reynolds. The music of the stars.
We are the gentlemen of the press. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, indeed we are. Our editor sent us to you to interview you for Judy Leroy. You're America's pride and joy. You're the prettiest, wittiest, glamour girl by far. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, indeed, indeed, you are. The facts that we want must be positively feminine. We don't want to know when you have tea if you put cream or lemon in.
Well, the facts I give are genuinely, intimately feminine. A lady loves expensive clothes and pretty jewels and furs and French chapeaux. She loves her lingerie in black, it suits her zodiac. Loves a penthouse where she'll be content to stay. Finds little gifts on her breakfast tray. But now and then pack and sail away for a simple Riviera holiday. A lady loves beaucoup l'amour, but first of all she loves to be secure. And she adores the subtle phrase that it's the man who pays. Yet there's one vital thought she will place above all of the things I make mention of. That most of all a lady loves to love.
loves her phobias. She has complexities, she will insist.
It gives her things to talk about with her psychiatrist.
Incidentally, whenever she drops her glove, gentlemen know what she's thinking of.
That most of all, a lady loves to love.
And what is more, a lady loves to live.
And what is more, a lady lives to love.
Here's Debbie and Eddie Fisher. They're one picture together.
How I love my pretty baby. Sweet and precious pretty baby. How I love my pretty baby. Honest to goodness I do. See here, Sandman's a-comin', and he'll be here mighty, mighty soon. And if you don't cry, he'll be dropping by with the great big lollipop moon. Dream,
how I love my pretty baby.
Be an angel dream.
Sweet and precious pretty baby.
Dream, be a darling, I.
How I love my pretty baby. Honest to goodness I do. Honest to goodness I do.
Show tonight, kids. Our first guest has been a star of motion pictures, Broadway, and nightclubs for some 39 years. Her films include the classic Singing in the Rain and, of course, the Tammy pictures. Folks, please say hello to Debbie Reynolds. This is Dick Tufeld speaking. You know, I get nervous when somebody dances on. It makes
Why?
Me terrible. I don't know, because I'm afraid that maybe somehow I'm expected to dance
no,
with
no.
that person.
No,
thank
no,
God.
Do that to you. No, I know you wouldn't like that.
You look great.
Thank you. I think the music is wonderful, you guys.
Yeah.
Really great.
Were you at one time America's sweetheart? Have I got that
I was, right? And I'm still living, so that means I still am.
Well, yeah. Unless there's been another vote
well,
we don't
no,
know
now
about.
Well, I've gotten much older. No, now I'm Mrs.
Uh-huh.
Well, as the years go
where
on.
Where are you from,
you know,
originally?
You
where did all of this begin?
Well, where am I originally? I was born in Texas, mm-hmm. but raised in California.
Right. How old were you when you moved west?
Well, I was only 7, so I was raised in California, and I'm a Californian.
Yeah. You have
raised
a big,
in showbiz.
Big family?
No, one brother, but a lot of uncles that we lived with. In Texas, we were really poor, so we all lived together.
Oh, I see. So the whole family right there in the same dwelling.
Yeah.
And then you got to California, and how did you suddenly become, I guess you first started working in films, huh?
Yeah, well, first of all, I was just like a normal person, right? Mm-hmm. Studying to be a gym teacher, poor family, going to school.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, they had the star system before television. I know you don't remember that.
Well, I've heard of it. I don't know exactly.
Before this little box called TV.
Yeah, but the star system was what?
It was terrific. Well, it took a lot of young people that had talent but no money, and they trained them, and they developed their talents and put them into films, and so that's what's called movie star in those days.
And they don't really do that now, per se, do they?
No, they don't do it because there are no more systems. You know, there's no more individual big studios. You all have independent mm-hmm. productions. Everybody works independently, produces independently. And most of the producers today are stars. You know, Aykroyd and Belushi became a star.
Oh, I see. You get
Mark
very
Reynolds
famous.
Became a star.
Sure.
Well, I mean, the talent, like yourself, becomes the star. Like
thank you for including me.
Carson, you know.
To 1973, when Debbie Reynolds made her Broadway debut in the revival of the 1919 musical comedy Irene. You know, I remember coming to New York and being thoroughly enchanted when Debbie stepped onto the stage and sang, "You Made Me Love You." Ladies and gentlemen, Debbie Reynolds.
That was Tom Bosley introducing Debbie.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew it. Guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometime. You made me glad. But there were times when you made me feel so sad. You made me sigh for. I didn't want to tell you. Didn't want to tell you. I want some love. That's true, yes I do, indeed I do, you know I do, just give me what I cry for, you know you got the brand of kisses that I die for, you know you made me love you.
Hi, Debbie. Didn't want to do it. You made me want you. All the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometime. You made me glad. But there were times when you made me feel so sad. You made me sigh for. Didn't want to tell ya. Didn't want to tell ya. I want some love. That's true. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know I do. Just give me what I cry for. You know you got the brand of kisses.
Here's Doc Severinsen.
Thank you.
Doc Severinsen. About a year ago, Doc Severinsen lost one of his best and greatest arrangers, Bill Holman, and I thought I'd do a tribute to Bill. About a year ago, give or take a couple of days. He was a clarinet player and played in junior high school and tenor sax in high school itself too. And by that time, before he served in the Navy, he was a band leader that he had put together from school. Engineer, that's his study. So he signed up in L.A. at the Westlake College of Music. By 1948, this guy was swinging. Wrote for Charlie Barnett. And then he joined Stan Kenton, yeah. And for Stan, he wrote and arranged for years after. He worked with Shelly Mann and Shorty Rogers. I could go on and on, should I? Louis Belson, Count Basie. Woody Herman of Milwaukee, Buddy Rich. Jerry Mulligan. Natalie Cole, she had that Grammy-winning album. Unforgettable. That's Bill Holman's work. And for Tony Bennett, Carmen McRae, Mel Torme, Sarah Vaughan, Anita O'Day. That goes on and on. And then he started his own band 50 years ago. Then he went to Europe, and he did a lot of work there. But he couldn't get studios to record his band 50 years ago. Finally, in 1987, after 27 years, there he is. He got 16 Grammy nominations, and he won 3 Grammys. And now all his work, all his scores, memorabilia, the Grammys, they're in the permanent Smithsonian collection. Bill Holman and his big band. Here's a sample. Thank you. right there. Tribute to Bill Holman right there. And I want to welcome Madison to the airwaves at 1580 WMDX, also 92.7. Here's Monk Rowe interviewing Bill Holman.
I started writing a list of the people you've arranged for, and I got writer's cramp. Yeah. It's really quite an amazing list of performers and bands and assignments. And did you ever... an inkling in your teen years that you would ever be making a career out of writing?
Oh, I used to fantasize about it. I had a band in high school, and I kind of got interested in the arranging process, but I lived in a small town, and there were no professional musicians around there, except for one guy who was a piano player, and he played for the ladies' club meetings and things like that. Yeah. And he was kind of a rake, you know, and not too well thought of in the community, you know, so he was our only professional, and I had no way to find out how to go about making an arrangement. You know, I just jumped in and made an introduction to a stock arrangement one time.
Okay.
And that was as far as I got into it. Then I did a spell in the Navy and came back and went. I was studying engineering in the Navy, and I came back and went to UCLA to continue my arranging, or my engineering. Did I say I was studying arranging in the Navy?
No.
Engineering in the Navy.
Yeah. Navy, yeah.
Okay. And I went back to UCLA to continue that. And after one semester, I said, this is not really what I want to do.
Yeah.
So I transferred to a music school, and I had a lot of musical material, you know, band material and everything, because when I was a kid, the top 40 was all bands, you know, and jazz bands and commercial bands. So I had all this stuff in my head, and after I went to the school and learned a few of the basics that had been hanging me up, I was writing charts within a month or so, and... So that became a reality, but getting back to your question, yeah, I didn't think about it, but I had no idea it could ever come to pass. You know.
The Bill Holman Big Band. We'll be right back. Limehouse Blues, Django Reinhardt. Limehouse Blues. Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I know there were 100 ways to tell her I loved her. It's funny how they're all so clear today. And when her face was burning with sadness and yearning, I don't know why I turned my eyes away, but it's so easy looking at the game the morning after, adding up the kisses and the laughter, knowing how you would play it if the chance to play it over ever came. But then a Monday morning quarterback never lost a game. The room was so alive with all her feelings and longings. I saw the spark of danger in her eyes. Well, how would it have hurt me if I'd turned back and held her? A moment passes something lovely dies, but it's so easy looking at the game the morning after, adding up the kisses and the laughter, knowing how you'd play it if the chance to play it over ever came. But then a Monday morning quarterback never lost a game.
The Music of the Stars, stand by for news. On the Columbia Broadcasting System, back again. All the way till high noon on most of these Civic Media radio network stations.
Yes, it's easier to win it when you know you never play it quite the same. But then this Monday morning quarterback never lost a
Joe Raposo wrote then. Sports fan or not, it's a great tune. I'm Lou Regani, your host. Back in a few moments with hour three of the Music of the Stars. Good morning, Milwaukee, Waukesha. WAUK 540, 101.1. We are worldwide at civicmedia.us. When we come back, I want to do a little on this album I have with Mitzi Gaynor, who was totally ignored during the In Memoriam section in the Academy Awards. Go figure. In just a few moments. The Music of the Stars.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.